our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre dans façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Featuring a special Alexis or Vietnamese breakfast of sticky rice with roasted sesame and ready-made vegan silky ham.
Hi. We're going to cook some Vietnamese special breakfast, or the Vietnamese people, they eat it at a snack as well. So we use sticky rice or glutinous rice. Yes, you can have like 1 kilogram and put in the pan there. And here we have like 7 ounces of mung beans. Mung beans that is already shelled, so it doesn't look green. They also call it green beans. Yeah, mung beans or green beans. It's already shelled and hard. So it will look like this. It's very nutritious. The Indian people use it a lot for their staple food. Okay. So we can put it in there. Yeah. You can use more mung beans if you want, but I think that's enough. I'm gonna wash the rice in the water. Just wash away some dust, you know, in case there's some dust. That's all. And use your hand to wash it. It's like you're washing your clothes. Just put in your hand and squeeze around. So whatever dust or undesired substance on the rice or on the beans will be washed away. And then you rinse the water away. Yeah, drain the water. Be careful so that the bean don't come out, eh? Just rinse. Gently, gently, gently. Okay? And at the end, better we put a lid on it so that the water don't wash away on the bean. Put the lid with a little gap, like this. And then rinse the water out. You can repeat it again till the water is clean to you. Yeah, wash it again. Hmm? 2 times or 3 times, good enough. Yeah. You squeeze the rice gently, you know, so wash away all the dirt. Alright, and we drain the water out again. Put the lid on, or you can use a sieve, eh? Yeah, put the lid on so the rice in the bean will be stuffed inside. Also, maybe come out 1 or 2 grains, it doesn't matter so much. Okay, drain all the water. Right, okay. There's some on the lid, you clean it out. We put some filter water in it to cover the rice. You cover the rice maybe 1 inch, yeah, more or less. And we bring this to boil. Therefore, there may be some water underneath, so you can dry it up a little bit, so it doesn't bubble on your cooker. Eh? Now we turn the heater on. We bring it to boil, yeah? And leave it there, maybe boiling for 2 minutes. After that, we have to drain the water out. Now we wait for it to boil. Meanwhile, we can prepare something, you know, like a vegetarian ready-made ham, yes, vegetarian ready-made chicken, and just slice them, put a few slices of cucumber and make it ready. And also we have roasted and ground sesame, or just roasted sesame, and we need some salt, some sugar, all right? And we prepare them all on the table. See, I'm preparing some vegetarian ham there, and I sliced it already. And on the table I prepared some ground sesame with a little salt on top, so you can mix together when you want, and a little brown sugar and condensed coconut milk, you know, the thick one. And you're gonna eat all that with the glutinous rice that we are cooking. We are arranging this. This is special Vietnamese made ham, you know. They made it with soya seed that they press together very tightly, and they boil it for a long, long time. They cover it first, of course. Cover with either banana leaves or aluminum foil. nowadays, banana leaves hard to find, so they use aluminium foil, and they tied it with strong thread and boil for a long time. You can buy them in any of the Asiatic shops. The Vietnamese name for it is Cha Lua, C-A-L-U-A, Cha Lua. It means very silky ham, but vegan, eh? Yeah, you know already, even if I don't say vegan, please understand it is vegan. We don't use that word often, because we understood that is all vegan anyway. But for the viewer, I use the word vegan. All right. I just put some black pepper on it to decorate. But you can eat it also with black pepper like that. Actually, it tastes quite nice with black pepper. Sometimes they already came ready-made with black pepper inside, eh? Either a whole black pepper seed or maybe just grounded black pepper. In Vietnam, they eat this also with a kind of special herb. We call it rau ram. But as I told you, I prefer now to introduce you the caramelized cooking, means no cutting of any plant. All right. But you can find this herb in an Asiatic shop, Vietnamese shop or Chinese shop. It's prepared and it will look nice like this with your sticky rice. It would be best if you have electric automatic cooker, eh? So it doesn't stick and it cook automatically. Now and again, even before it boils, if you don't have automatic electric cooker, you stir the rice up, okay? So that it doesn't stick at the bottom. Stir a little bit like that, now and again. If you stick at the bottom before time due, it might be burnt, that's it. But some people like to have slightly golden burnt sticky rice. Tastes also very, very nice. Slightly golden burnt is very crispy, very nice. But if it burn into black or brown, then it's not that nice anymore. Okay, we check out. You let it boil a couple of minutes, yeah? And then we have to drain the water. Otherwise, the sticky rice will be too watery, you know, too mushy. And that is not the style. Okay, we mix it well now a little bit. Yeah. Let it boil well. And then we drain the water out. We have to drain the water out now very well. Okay, using the same technique I told you before. If you have a sieve, it's fine, but in this case, it's not easy to sieve. So you put the lid on top with a little gap there and drain the water out. Yeah, it's coming well. Okay, yes. You really have to drain them out, okay? Yeah. Just a little water left is fine, but not too much, huh? Drain until you cannot drain no more. Yeah. And stir it now. Cover and let it cook. Yeah. Unlike normal rice, we let it do automatically, the water will be absorbed. With the sticky rice, we have to drain all the water out. So there's no water in here at all. And stir it well, okay? Now we're gonna cover it again and let it be there because we don't have automatic cooking pot, so we cook with this. So in order for it not to be burned, first we turn the heat to low. Like if you have 10 or 12, then you turn it to 3, yeah? Okay. That's one thing. Another thing is, after a while, you have to put it aside, like halfway of the cooker, yeah? The cooker is round like this, we put halfway only. And later, we turn it to another side, to another half, like this, and another side leftwise and then rightwise. In that case, the sticky rice will not be burned and it will be cooked all the way around. Okay. So now we turn it toward the opposite direction of my face. We leave it there, halfway. Okay. And in a few minutes, we put it toward me. Every 5 minutes is fine. We put it to the left, and another 5 minutes we put it to the right. And that would be evenly cooked, yeah? Mm. Because I don't expect that all of you have an automatic electric cooker. So I cook this way, so that you can do it at home. You have to check out whether your cooker is too hot or not. Eh? Each cooker is a little different. So just make sure, yeah? Okay. All right. I think we have to turn the other direction now. Halfway, okay? So that it doesn't burn on one side. Yeah, it's cooking well. It's better that we don't keep open it too often, yeah? And keep the steam in there to make the rice soft and cook nicely. Otherwise, it will be hard and not well cooked. Don't forget to turn it to the right, and it's 5 minutes to the left. Okay. After we made a round of turning point, we check it out if it's good. And quickly stir this up. Stir it up so that maybe it cooks more evenly, huh? Something underneath cooked well and on top not cooked, for example. Stir it up very well and quickly, so the steam don't escape. And cover it again. Just want to make sure we leave it there for a while longer. The sticky rice take a little bit longer time to cook, huh? Wait until it's cooked. Make sure it's always hot inside and steamy. It's almost cooked already. When it's cooked, both the rice and the bean must be soft. Maybe another 10 minutes. Altogether, it would be like 20-25 minutes in a low heat. Low heat or medium heat, it depends. You have to check if your rice inside is not like steamy hot enough, then you have to add more heat, yeah? And if it's too hot, then you have to turn it low. The Vietnamese, they like the sticky rice very, very much. They cook it for pudding, for New Year, bánh tét, cake. They cook it for breakfast like this, you call it soy. They use it even to cook soup, congee, yes. And they even steam it and make all kind of cakes, beautiful, delicious, with the sticky rice. In the morning, the Vietnamese people cook just sticky rice. They don't put always the mung beans in it. And if they do, usually they soak it, you know, maybe 6 hours or overnight. And then they add it with the rice. Okay? Now in the morning, sometimes they eat it also with the fresh coconut flesh. The flesh inside the dry coconut, they will scoop it out and they serve together with the sticky rice in the morning. Sometimes they also eat it with crushed peanut, yeah. Crushed peanut, a little salt, a little sugar, yes. Or crushed sesame, a little salt, a little sugar, or not crushed. But we don't have coconut here. So we just make it simple with coconut milk. Okay, we're gonna check out whether it's cooked. I'm sure it is, but you know, I have to check. You know what it is?
No, I don't know.
Vietnamese special breakfast. Oh, it's cooked well. My God, am I a good cook? Look at this.
Look at that.
Yeah, this is how it should be cooked. Like this is a good sticky rice. Yeah?
Yes.
And it's cooked. It's just nice, not dry, not wet. Yeah? Ah, beautiful, beautiful, my God. I'm proud of myself, eh? Can I be proud of myself?
Of course. Yes, Master.
Okay, I'm going to invite you.
Thank
Since you.
You
are here already and you got me the mango in such a dire situation. See, it's already cooked. Wonderful. Now we're going to place it into a bowl. Then you can eat. You're lucky I have everybody else busy, huh? Right?
Yes, Master.
Have you eaten before? I'm sure you have, no? Where you stay with the Vietnamese people? Did they give you this?
Yes. Different colors.
Different color?
Yes.
What do you mean different color?
Like purple, maybe something else.
Ah, yeah. It's a different kind of rice. There are some sticky rice, purple color, the natural one, you know?
Oh.
The one go in the wild, they go wild rice. Yes. And sometimes they cook also with different beans, you know?
Yes.
Instead of mung beans, they cook it with black beans, yeah?
Yes.
Then it becomes purple. In Thailand, people eat also sticky rice, yeah? Actually, almost the Asian people, they know about sticky rice, yeah? And in Thailand, they like to eat them with mango, you know? So I prepare also some mango, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And all you do is you cut it alongside the mango and then cross it again once more time. Just make it decorative. Otherwise, you can cut into slice and put next to your rice. It'd be okay. See? It just looks more fanciful.
Very nice.
Or whatever you get me, I made it. It's not much here. The mango has been cut in a different shape. So never mind about that. We will eat it. Yeah?
Yes.
Good looking or not. It's going to be gone. Yeah. Wow. Just like that. Voila. Eat with the rice. If you like the mango, you see, it's for different tastes. Mostly the Vietnamese, they don't eat with mango. They eat with coconut. The fresh coconut, they scrap into strip and they eat it together with the rice and sesame or peanut. But you can choose mango. Yeah, this is how it looks, huh? See, we eat the rice with sugar.
Yes.
Or with sesame and salt. Or with the ready-made ham. This ham is made from the dried bean curd seed. The dry one that I made last time into soup. They roll them together, yeah, and tie them with small rope. Very, very tight. And they wrap around with banana leaves or nowadays aluminum foil. And they cook for several hours. And it becomes tender and stick together. It becomes like silk.
Yes.
Smooth. Yeah, that's why they call it jialuo. It means silky ham.
Oh.
Vegan ham, of course, no?
Yes, Master.
You can eat either just with sugar or with all of these together. Sugar, sesame and salt, and also with mango, yeah? Or you just eat this with mango and sesame, and coconut milk, see? Or you can just eat it with the salty ham. Or you can eat all of them together, who cares? Or you can eat ham alone, and everything else together. You think I care?
No, Master.
Anybody else care?
Nobody.
True, that's good. We're going to enjoy that, okay?
Yes, Master.
I invite you today.
Thank you so much, Master.
But there are a lot left and they will eat it later when they finish with their work. But everything is more fragrant, you know?
Yes.
More aromatic.
That's good. That's good.
With fresh shredded coconut, is even better. Oh. You can still taste freshness from nature. You know? Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please tune in for part 2 featuring the special Alexis or Vietnamese breakfast of sticky rice with roasted sesame and ready-made vegan silky ham next Sunday. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your noble and compassionate hearts.